reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, text number 14, 15. Ahonavamsa Yashasa Vadata Prayavrato Yatra Puman Purana Krutavatara Purushasya Adyas Sichara Dharmam Edakarma Yetum. Konyostakasam Aparonigasyam Manoradenati Abhavashyayaji Yoyogamaya Prayatirasa Yasattam Yasattayayana Krutak Prayatana. Translation purpose. Whoa! What shall I say of the dynasty of Priyavrata? This is pure, very much celebrated. In the dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activity. There are many dynasties in human society wherein the Supreme Lord descends as an incarnation. Lord Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty, Lord Ramchandra appeared in the Ikshvaku dynasty or Raghu dynasty. Similarly, Lord Vishnu appeared in the dynasty of King Priyavrata. All these dynasties are very famous, and of them the dynasty of Priyavrata is most famous. Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the example of Rishabhadev, even within his mind? Lord Rishabhadev rejected all kinds of yogic perfections which other yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhadev? Repeat. Who is that mystic yogi? Who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhadev? Even with his mind, Lord Rishabhadev rejected all kinds of yogic perfections which otherwise yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhadev? Purport. Generally, yogis desire yogic perfections. Anima, lagima, majima, prakanya, prapti, isitva, vasitva, kama, vasaita. Lord Rishabhadev, however, never aspired for all these material things. So siddhis are presented with the illusory energy of the Lord. The real purpose of the yoga system is to achieve the favor and shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this purpose is covered by the illusory energy of yoga maya. So-called yogis are therefore allured by the superficial material perfections, anima, lagima, prapti and so forth. Consequently, ordinary yogis cannot compare to Lord Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Vitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guraye Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayan Rupa Kadapayam Dadati Svapadantakam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Atadi Gaurava Karuna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. So as one practices spiritual life, one practices spiritual discipline, generally people are karma bandhana. Almost everyone in the material world, anadi karma phale. Everybody doing activities on material front, platform, and it results in good and bad things. So, these are called karmis. And when a karmi is frustrated with repeated enjoyments of material world, stereotype, flickering material enjoyments, then he becomes disgusted. Then he will go on to the next stage. He wants to know. Material pleasures are not worth it. So where can I find my satisfaction? So he comes to jnana. So he wants to attain some real knowledge about things. Generally people are captivated by names and forms. When we hear certain, when we see certain forms, we are attracted. When we hear certain names, we are attracted. Like people, when they hear United States, they want to go. And people see certain material attractions, which are part of conditioned life. The agency of Maya, she has certain weapons how to conquer the conditioned souls. So every conditioned soul will be attracted to Kamini, Kanchana, Labha, Puja, Pratishtha. There are different levels of temptations. For a person who wants to move away from matter, anytime you decide to negate, I don't want any more material enjoyment. Because material enjoyment is stagnant enjoyment, stereotyped enjoyment, and it is very limited with many consequences which are very miserable. So intelligent man, like Krishna says, Yehi Sansparsaja Abhoga Dukkhayanayavate Adyantavanta Kanteya Ate Shivanamate Buddha. Buddha. Buddha means one who is buddhiman. He will not take pleasure in sense enjoyment, which has a beginning and an end. Any enjoyment which has a beginning, then it's going to end. And it will leave us more frustrated and more entangled. So intelligent people, they don't take interest in them. That's all this Bhagavad Gita slogan is said. And then one moves on to jnana. Like ordinary people are into like the whole world. What is the general lifestyle in the modern society? Wine, woman, and meat. And Bhagavatam says that every ordinary person is tempted by meat. Now, we wonder how people can eat meat. But it is such a common thing. Everyone eats meat. Everyone. No exception. They are not bothered about the sinful nature of the activity. They are not bothered about it will make you sick. Very cancer kind of things. Similarly, intoxication, smoking, drinking, things like that. The people think when they have money, this is how they want to celebrate. Whenever people want to celebrate, there should be meat and wine. So, when a person moves on from this stereotyped activity, then is attracted to name, fame and profit. Devotees, they want to accumulate money. They think, oh, I'm getting money. They don't see that it is also a trap of Maya. The trap of Maya. Whenever somebody is performing bhakti, money comes. And a devotee is attracted to bhakti. But if he is attracted to money, it's called lala. Then puja. Puja means many followers will come and they want to adore you. They want to revere you. And you may be in the trap. He may take some kind of a superior position. And he forgets his position as the servant of the Lord. Great devotee means nice servant, best servant. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, no matter how much money is there, how many followers are there, but an advanced devotee, he relishes being the activity of devotional service. Then they like, no, I have everything here. It's like estate, empire. And so make it like a factory. Devotee, he doesn't deviate. These things may come. He is not attached to them. These things may come. He doesn't enjoy them. These things may come. He will engage them. A devotee gets what? In engaging the money that comes, the people who come. He will engage in Krishna's service. He doesn't have possessive or enjoying mentality. That means, yes, overcome, fortunately, the lava. So he doesn't see it as lava. This is things sent for the service of the Lord. Otherwise, you think, oh, by doing some bhajan, very easily money is coming. It's a nice way to enjoy life. Easy money, because if you don't really get money, you have to work really hard. When you are doing bhajan, money comes. And if you become attached to the money, slowly you will be diverted from the spiritual path. You see, many times leaders they become busy with management and the bhajana takes a secondary place. So lava, then puja. It is a principle, guru and disciple. When a disciple is very submissive, very polite, service-minded, he thinks this is very nice. The people are very humble, sincere, service-minded, and then you think you are like a god. And then immediately you become fallen. The disciple's business is that he is not serving the Guru, but he is attracted to the Guru himself. The principle is that you should render service to Krishna through the via medium of the Guru. If a devotee is remain polite, humble, meek, don't serve. So the disciple is in proper consciousness. If the Guru is not careful, if he is not doing bhajan carefully, he may go on a trip. The people love me so much, they like me so much. And I am a very important figure. He forgets that he is a servant. So this is called puja. People worship the Guru. And they understand they are worshiping Guru. Yashya prasada, what is that? Seventh sloka. Sakshat Dharitra Samasya Sahasra. That the Guru represents God. So disciples treat the Guru like God. The disciple is not thinking that my Guru is God. He is another foolish disciple. If the disciple thinks my Guru is as good as God, he is a fool. No, my Guru is a representative of God. Sakshat Dharitra Samasya Itasya. Kintu Prabhavya Kriya Vatasya. He is a very dear servant of the Lord. So I have no direct approach. To please and serve the Lord. I will be pleasing and serving the Lord through the medium of Guru, who is supposed to be the confidential servant of the Lord. So, but if you think, oh, this disciple is so much caring for me, the moment you forget your connection with your Guru and God, immediately you fall in the trap. Immediately you fall down. The service will attract anybody. The nature of service, in this world, how do you captivate the hearts of people? Serve very nicely, then you become very dear. If you are challenging, if you are criticizing, nobody will like you. You become a headache. This guy is a headache for me all the time. So, through service, Krishna is attracted by service. Radharani is attracted by service. So disciples render service. And you should not be attracted by disciples, because they are serving nicely. You develop attachment to them, then immediately you are fallen. The Guru has to be attached to Krishna. He is a Guru. And disciple has to be attached to Guru. That is not his fault. So it is natural that in order to become free from Maya, a disciple becomes completely attached. Why you are full time here? Because we don't want to be attracted to family relations. We don't want to be attracted by job offers. Your educational qualification here, you are washing clothes, you are cleaning the floor, you are washing pots. But with your qualification, you can have a good position. But you are not looking for a position. You want to be servant. So that means you have sacrificed your comfortable position, which you can get in this world. All disciples, they are young people, qualified people. They can become little boss here and there. If you are B.Tech or M.Tech or M.Sc., then you can control, you can become a teacher, you control 600 students, it's about that. But here you come in, you have to serve in every way. So you are doing that. Because you don't want to be in that false ego. You don't want to be in material consciousness. You can have better prospects in material life. But you prefer to be a menial servant to a spiritual person. So that, because our entanglement in this world is going on life after life. So we want to break it. The way of the world is that we have little good time, then we are completely stuck later. Material life. When you marry for 1 or 2 years, you are like a hero. And after that, then you have to be carrying all the responsibilities. Wife, children, expenditure, working and all that. But then you begin to learn, well, I can't yet to enjoy my life. What's happened? I'm deeply stuck. So, the point is, Puya. The disciples see the Guru not as God, but as a representative of God. A genuine disciple is doing all the service to the Guru, not thinking that the Guru is an all-in-all. He represents God, so I have to satisfy him. If he doesn't represent God, immediately he should reject him. Like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj and Sukracharya. Bali Maharaj was a great king. And Sukracharya was his Kulaguru. And Bali Maharaj was just trying to satisfy his Guru Maharaj. And then Vamadeva came. And Bali Maharaj was discouraging. Sukracharya was discouraging Bali Maharaj. Surrendering to Ananda. So Bali Maharaj was not a foolish disciple like us. Forget God and just Guru is everything for you. That is not our philosophy. Our philosophy is Guru and Krishna are two parallel tracks. I don't care for God. I just follow my Guru Maharaj. I don't care for other Vaishnavas. I may do all offenses. I have to be a so, these things will not last. Mature disciple means he understands why I am doing all this. I am doing all this because I want to be a servant of Krishna. Because my Guru Maharaj represents Krishna. I want to serve him. But other Vaishnavas are also serving Krishna. So I want to be their servant. That's why Prabhupada entered this world. Prabhu. We call everybody Prabhu. Prabhupada is calling Mataji is also Prabhu. This is a new thing. During Prabhupada time, when Mataji is addressed as Prabhu, Prabhu means I am your servant. Generally, you think women are inferior. Women are subordinate. But the devotee thinks, I am subordinate to everybody. If a woman is a Krishna devotee, I should see her as Prabhu. And I am servant. Prabhu is master. So, the point is, disciple with understanding, seeing Guru as representing God, and they want to offer whatever they have, money, the results of the preaching, everything to Guru, with the hope that the Guru will, through Guru Parampara, he will offer it to Krishna. Everyone is in proper consciousness. But the way things are, the nature of this world, is that we are all carried away with service. If somebody is serving a boyfriend, let's say it is said when boyfriend and husband are there, if there is no good relation, that is better. So if you are not attached to your wife, if the wife is very nicely serving, then you don't feel like leaving home. The wife is keeping you so comfortable. If I go to ashram, I have to be cleaning floor and all that here. My wife is... So that's a Prabhupada said sometimes, the wife and husband doesn't have good relation. It is good for spiritual life. But you don't have attachment to the wife. The wife is always nagging you, harassing you, not serving you nicely. Then you lose interest in family life. Then good. That family life is not so joyful. It's good. But not necessarily that wife and husband have to fight so that you can become a good devotee. No. If you understand things properly, then you can be a good devotee. Wife may be serving nicely, but if the husband remains the servant of Guru and Krishna, then he is not attached to wife. He is engaging the body in the service of Guru and Krishna. So, actually this should be the proper thing. The Guru, the husband should become servant of Guru and the wife should become servant of the husband. And the Guru should become servant of the Guru Parampara. That is everybody. Although there is nice service going on, but our drishti is not backwards. Our drishti is always towards Krishna. Then you are safe. If your drishti is not stronger than Krishna, then you become immediately attached to your disciples. The result is that there is an accident, there is a fall down. So, disciples also should not be expecting this kind of relation with the Guru. The Guru should treat us like this, like that. A good disciple is not looking for eulogy. Eulogy means, my Guru should glorify me. You should talk to him in a pleasing way. A good disciple is not expecting that. My Guru Maharaj should correct me. Guru Maharaj should help me to become a better devotee. So, we are not expecting any pampering. Chanakya Pandita says, that children pampered, disciples pampered, they become useless. That their ego doesn't go. So if the Guru purposefully, although Guru has affection for Nitya, but you not express it. For junior disciples, you may express because you want to keep them. When people are juniors, they are looking for the affection. the Guru is affectionate, then your parents can become attached to the Guru. If once you become senior disciple, then you take your chastising ground. If you are not knowing why you are here, then you will become discouraged. No, I'm not finding at home here. The Guru is always chastising me. Then you remember your parents. My mother was so nice. My father was so nice. Then you are in body consciousness. So, that is called puja. And then pratishtha. Everybody in body consciousness, ego, ego satisfaction. Who doesn't like to be glorified? Oh, yeah, you look very beautiful. You are so intelligent. People want to hear from you. People want to hear. Now, if a good disciple, he doesn't want to hear his glorification. Let's say, during Vyasa Puja, Prabhupada, on Vyasa Puja day, people, everybody comes and dais and they glorify the Guru. What he has done to their life, how expertly he is guiding them and all that. And the Guru has to hear all that sitting on the Vyasa Puja. But his mood is, his mood should be that all this glory actually belongs to Guru Parampara and ultimately to Krishna. So, because I happen to be their successor on behalf of them, Prabhupada said, on behalf of the Guru Parampara. So Vyasa is actually the worshipping Guru Parampara. It is not the puja of a person. Then he is fallen. When disciples are glorifying the deeds and the qualities of what do you do on Vyasa Puja Day? Vyasa Puja Day, what things the Guru has done, and how he is an expert guide, and how he is decorated with good qualities. Usually you meditate on Vyasa Puja Day, you meditate on Guru. What are his qualities? What are his activities? How he is expert to change your life to become devotees, become attached to devotional service. No? So, the pratishtha, if the Guru is in, not advanced, then you will be thinking, I am searching, but our abilities are coming from Krishna. When you remain a sincere devotee, then Krishna will guide you how to deal with different situations, how to deal with different people. Where you are trying to serve him, Krishna. He gives you how you should do things. Sometimes you think, oh, I have been so expert. Immediately you are fallen. So, Guru Vyasa Puja Day, when he is hearing all the glorifications, he is simply sitting as a representative of Guru Parampara and listening to him. And ultimately, the glorification goes to Krishna. You are representative of Krishna. So the point is, here, Rishabhadev is glorified very much. Why Rishabhadev was glorified? Because he is indifferent to material pleasures and gains. Rishabhadev is completely careless, he is the emperor. But he is moving in the world as a madman, moving as a naked madman. People are abusing him. People are mistreating him. They are wrong to this. Just you can control anybody. Here it is said. There are different cities up there. Here, anima. Anima means you can become smaller than the swan. Prabhupada told about trailing the swan in Varanasi. There was a siddha trailing the swan. He was always going naked on the road, which is not allowed. But because he had a siddhi, he was naked, the police will arrest him and keep him behind the bars. Again, they see him right on the road. How did he come? They lock him. Generally, the bars in the jail, they are 3 inches and like that. Man cannot escape. So because he is a siddha, he must come. He is not just in 3 inches, he just locked him in a room. All windows, he's in a dark room. But he can come to a middle where air can pass, he can come out, the soul can go through. So siddha, this is the anima. Anima means one who can become smaller than the smallest. Lajima. Lajima means you can attain anything. You are here, but you can bring something from Japan sitting here. It's a siddhi. You can just buy your siddhi in some factory, there's a Seiko watch. You can do it decided here. Brand new, latest Seiko watch. Toyota, costly watch. But you think it's God. You can do anything in doing this. But that's not a big thing, because there is a siddhi called Lajima. Lajima means you can attain anything you want in the world. You cannot create. You have to steal from somewhere, get from here, get from there. And sometimes some babas, they give you gold. He's producing gold out of his mouth. He's getting it from somewhere. Then anima, lajima, mahima. Mahima. Mahima, you can do extraordinary things. Like anima. Extraordinary things. So we consider anima very great. Not because he has done superhuman activities. Hanuman crossed Lanka. Even an aeroplane can cross Indian Ocean. All planes can cross the ocean. Hanuman also crosses the ocean. So what is good? So many people just buying a ticket of 8,000 rupees and cross the ocean. Hanuman is great, not because he is Vajrangabali. Hanuman is not great. Hanuman is great, not because he crosses the Indian Ocean. Hanuman is great because he will never forget Ram. He always remains the servant of Ram. Whether he is doing this great activities or not, but he is always in that servant consciousness. That is the greatness of Hanuman. So when we give examples for Navada Bhakti, for Navada Bhakti, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasanam, Padasevanam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, Navada. So like Sravanam. Parikshit Maharaj, just by listening, he did not do all archana, vandana, padasana, just living all 7 days. It's a rapt attention. How you can say rapt attention? You forgot 18 forget drinking, no thirst, no hunger, no sleep. When I give class of 2-3 hours, we cannot hear. Our sauna is not perfect. We become saturated. I got classes there more than 1 hour. Prasada. One time I went to visit Gauri Goswami. They were searching some Indian body guru. I went to his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktichar Maharaj. I went to Radha Goyal Maharaj. I went to Navya Goswami. I was with Gopal Krishna already. I was with Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Then I went to Loganath Maharaj, all Indian bodies. Some of that Indian body gurus, they'll be more simple and like that. I can adjust myself. So it's not Indian body or foreign body guru. Where you meet your frequency, where you can surrender. So Indian body and American body, all are gurus. But they are all dedicated to Prabhupada. They are all dedicated to Krishna. You cannot say Devadatta Kumari is better than Gopal Krishna. This was offensive. You may like the way Devadatta Kumari serves and Bhaktichar Kumari serves. That is different. But you should not compare. There is an offense. Because their life is dedicated. You will be attracted to a guru who is building big temples. You will be attracted to a guru who is doing great singing, ecstatic kirtans. You will be attracted. You want to be kirtans yourself. And you will be attracted to someone who gives very powerful lectures. We like to hear like that. So we were attracted. But because that guru doesn't give powerful lectures, he doesn't know katha. The devotee is recognized by how he is very stable in the service of God. Whether it is katha, kirtan or management, whatever. His mind is completely focused on Krishna seva, Krishna meditation. So we should not make the mistake of Guru Maharaj gives big class. So I went to Gauravani Swami and visited one Indian guru of India. I went all the way to Udhampur, Jammu Kashmir, because now even Maharaj's headquarters is Udhampur. I went all the way to Bihar, interior Bihar, to meet Radha Goyal Maharaj. I went to Calcutta to stay in Charu Nivas, disciple of Bhaktichar Maharaj. In Calcutta, Maharaj is a big bungalow. He is disciple of Charu Nivas, very rich man. I stayed there, very nice, at the palace. Maharaj gave me a room, Bhaktichar. Anyways, I went to Gauri Goyal Maharaj. When I went there, I was doing class like this. Generally our class should be 1 hour class. Maharaj started the class at 8 o'clock. 9, 10, 11. I did not see anywhere like that. But what is Maharaj doing? Simply troubling his disciples. The class is supposed to be 1 hour. After this, the devotee should go for prasad. But Maharaj is very animated to speak on some topic. And disciple just, when the guru is doing class, a disciple should not only a disciple, any devotee, and Bhagavatam class is going on. Unless you are doing some service, you should not get up and go. That is improper etiquette. Because we are yet to increase our attachment to Qatar. We should become attracted to Qatar. So, you know, I want to hear only for 45 minutes and now I should go. But Maharaj is just off the track. The class is supposed to be 9 o'clock. But you are simply a follower. You are simply a follower. The class is 2 hours, you have to sit for 2 hours. Anyway, so I was sitting. Maharaj is in class. 3 and a first class. It was almost at 12 o'clock. Class was architecture. And then he will leave for the place of the prasad. And he told, you should develop a taste for hearing. You should not be like mechanical hearing. Or just I have to hear it with a particle and then I have to walk away. Offense. So you are training them how they should develop the ability to hear and hear. So I was thinking, it's going on prasad. The rats are jumping in the stomach. Because you are used to hear on the katha like that. Mr. Radhanathan also, he trained sometimes. Katha for 3 hours, 4 hours. Just you forget about other things. It's done. So the point is, Arishabhadev, he is indifferent to any material pleasure and gain, and also pain. That means he is yogi. And he also overcome other things, like siddhis. If he wants, he can, he has all the siddhis, but he has not used it. He can fly in the air, he can control the ego. When you are doing bhakti, you get abilities, how to read the minds of others, how to control others. But it should not be for your exploitation. Suppose I am controlling mind, I can please anybody, I can talk in such a way that you can capture them. But not that you keep people attracted to you. Then you are falling and they are also not. They are also misled. You attract people and you also attract them to Krishna. What is the business of a guru? Guru's business is to see that his disciples are attracted to Krishna and Krishna seva. They are attracted to Guru because Guru is giving them the taste, not sentimental attraction. Sometimes he gives you some nice silver article, sometimes he gives you nice things. And then you think, my Guru Maharaj, he loves me. This kind of exchanges are not the real exchange. The real exchange is that he will engage you in Krishna's service. He will develop in you an attachment to Krishna. What is the business of a guru? The business of a guru is to make his disciples very attached to Krishna, very attached to Krishna's service. The business of the guru is to cut the attachment of his disciples to material things, to material relationships. So, suppose if I am a good sadhu, I will be able to pull you out of the house, get you out of the house, and make you become attached to Krishna. What are you doing? So, that's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada attracted people to Krishna. Prabhupada detached people from their attachments to material world. What is that? Dhanam, Dhanam, Sundari. It should become detachment, attraction to opposite. How you know that you are spiritually advanced? You don't have attraction for a woman. That shows that you are spiritually advanced. If you are attracted by the movements of a woman or by the talks of a woman or by the attitude of a woman, that means you are not an advanced person. In conditioned life, man is attracted to woman, woman is attracted to man. But in spiritual life, you are attracted to good devotees who are very nice, well-behaved devotees. The Prabhupada so I should become like him. So Rishabhadev, he was an emperor and he all mystic perfections, but he did not use them at all. He can create gold, he can do anything, he can fly in the air. Ordinary people, I can fly in the air, I can get this, I can control him or her. A really perfected soul. He simply relishes the holy name. He simply relishes the service of the Lord. And he likes to speak about the fame and name of the Supreme Personality of God in Krishna. He likes to talk. He never, as a devotee, he's asked to speak. He knows that I don't have nothing to speak. I don't know what to speak. A devotee, he can speak and speak and speak about Krishna. He will never say, no, I don't have nothing to speak. He will always, because Krishna is unlimited. Hari Ananta, Hari Kata Ananta. Krishna is unlimited. So Krishna Kata is also unlimited. So, depending on people, depending on situation, depending on the subject you are given, you try to make it a Krishna Katha. Again, please talk about good governance. You know how to make it Krishna Katha. The topic is good governance. You know, personality development. That is the topic given to you to speak. You know, how only by becoming a Krishna devotee you can develop your personality. You will be decorated with good qualities. So, everything is centered around Krishna. So, devotees can speak on any topic. Because Krishna is the fountainhead. Krishna is the origin of everything. Whether it is qualities or wealth or activities, anything. So, nothing is outside Krishna. So devotees can speak on anything. And devotees can develop all kinds of things. It is not that only when you do katha. Krishna also needs management. Prabhupada is an expert manager. Prabhupada is an expert katha. Expert at katha. Prabhupada is an expert in dealing with people, human relationships. But everything for what? For Krishna. So Rishabhadev, although in the world he presented himself as a madman, but actually who? He is Avadhuta. Because Avadhuta means he is beyond rules and regulations. You don't see him like getting up from Mangalapati. He will be sleeping, but you touch him, Krishna, Krishna, he will say. That is Avadhuta. Because he may be anywhere, anything. Like Pundrik Vidyanidhi, he is surrounded by young woman, very well. But when he has Krishna Katha, immediately he falls down. When he is not attracted to any wealth or woman, simply thinking about Krishna. But he is in a situation like that, that he is not attached, he is not, his mind is absorbed in Krishna. So Pundrik Vidyanidhi, when Pradyumna Mishra, he sees, this man appears very lavish, very luxury person, enjoying all. He was offended that he was really seeing the riches. Like sometimes, you know, you go to some Swamis are very big, you see that they are very big. They will immediately say, such lots, so many cars, so many buildings. We weren't watching. We simply interested to chant, we interested to serve Krishna. We're not attached to anything. Then you understand. Krishna is providing all this opulence, but he's not attached. That is the devotee. And there is nothing. You have to be like that. When everything is there, still you are not attached. That is Avadhuta. That is Uttam Bhagavat. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying a madman. Therefore, the world is a madman, but actually, he is a Mahabhagavat. 24 hours, all the time, meditating on Krishna. Sometimes Gaudiya people call Prabhupada because you are a businessman, you are very expert in spreading the message. Bad. You should not come in like that. Prabhupada expanded because not that because you are a businessman, you know how to establish more branches. No, because Prabhupada has a great love for Krishna. So he wanted to open centers everywhere. But because they are anyways, they did not want to accept Prabhupada as a great devotee. Oh, he is a very expert businessman, you know. You know, so to open so many branches. So, you should not talk about a devotee like that. When a devotee is doing things, you should see that because he is so attracted to serving Krishna. And he is doing all these things. You should not ignore the devotion of the person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.